Good morning. On behalf of the people and the state of Oregon, it gives me great pleasure to announce something you already know, and that is that NEC America, Inc., a subsidiary of one of Japan's leading corporations, has chosen Oregon as the site for a new manufacturing facility that will produce and assemble equipment for fiber optic communications, radio communications, and other telecommunications systems. The new facility will be located in the city of Hillsboro and will employ some 300 people when operations are fully underway in 1987. NEC America manufactures, markets, and services a wide range of telecommunications equipment and systems for the U.S. market. It is a wholly owned subsidiary of NEC Corporation, based in Tokyo, which is one of the world's largest and most advanced manufacturers of computers, telecommunications equipment, electronic devices, and home electronics. In the field of telecommunications, NEC Corporation is the world's largest supplier, next to Western Electric. We in Oregon are very pleased. Can't even say it enough how pleased that NEC America has decided to invest in our state. This investment will, of course, mean jobs for Oregonians. But equally important is the fact that these jobs will be in one of the leading high-technology industries of the telecommunications field. The type of high-technology investment that NEC brings to Oregon will help position our state for strong growth in the information age. We're also pleased with NEC America's decision to locate here because it is one of Japan's leading corporations. We believe Oregon is a good location for Japanese firms wanting to manufacture in the United States. The state offers close proximity to Japan and has direct and convenient links for transportation and communication. In addition, Oregon has always had cordial relations with Japan as well as extensive cultural, social, and trade relations. The city of Portland is, in fact, a sister city of Sapporo, and over the years there have been a frequent exchange of visitors between the two cities. The significance of the decision of NEC to locate in Oregon should not be underestimated. First, this clearly shows that Oregon can successfully compete in the intense competition around the United States. Second, it proves that there are demonstrated positive reasons why Oregon is a good place to do business. And finally, this decision by NEC, a worldwide industrial leader, will reverberate throughout this country and around the world, boding well for our economic future. I welcome NEC to, which now joins the already mature and respected electronic industry of Oregon's Silicon Forest. As you know, the state of Oregon currently has a global unitary tax system that has caused considerable concern for both foreign and domestic corporations wanting to invest in this state. I have gone on record as opposing global unitary tax, and other groups representing both government and business have also favored repeal. Fortunately, the unitary tax in Oregon is more flexible than it is in some other states. Under Oregon regulations, a company such as NEC can establish a separate subsidiary in this state, and that subsidiary can choose either to file a separate or a combined return. Thus, NEC America's investment here may not be subject to the unitary tax. Nevertheless, NEC America has made it clear in discussions with me that they oppose the concept of global unitary tax in that it discourages the expansion of business in response to market conditions. I have assured them that every effort will be made to make this global tax repealed when the state legislature next meet. We are glad that NEC America has decided to invest in our state, as this is a clear expression of confidence in this state and its economic future. Oregon offers its warmest and heartiest welcome to NEC America, which joins the many quality electronic firms within our own state. This is an announcement that I have yearned for, as those of you I see here know, for a long period of time. Not only have we made a major announcement, but it is an announcement of such significance that I think we all recognize the importance of today's event. I now would like to introduce Dr. Ko Maroga, President of NEC America, for any statement he'd like to make. Doctor.
Thank you, Governor Attia. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Governor Attia for his warm welcome and his encouraging remarks. Speaking on behalf of NEC America, we are very pleased to be here and look forward to a long and productive relationship with the people and the state of Oregon. NEC America began in 1963 as a single small sales office in New York City. In the two decades since then, we have kept pace with the fast-growing telecommunications industry in the United States, and now have a nationwide network that manufactures, sells, and services advanced telecommunications equipment and systems. At the present time, we have manufacturing facilities in the suburb of Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, California, and Washington, D.C., and currently employ some 1,400 people throughout the United States. The new facility planned for Oregon will greatly expand our manufacturing capacity in the United States. This will help us meet the growing demand for the sophisticated fiber optic communication systems and other telecommunications equipment, and it will enable us to provide faster and better service for our customers. NEC America is firmly committed to manufacturing products as close to our markets as possible. This allows us to better adapt our products and services to our customers' needs. But equally important, this enables us to participate fully as a responsible corporate citizen in the communities in which we work and live. Indeed, this commitment to manufacture locally and to participate as a responsible corporate citizen is not just a policy of NEC America. Rather, it is a fundamental part of the philosophy of NEC Corporation worldwide. For more than three decades, NEC has established and maintained manufacturing facilities in most major countries in which we operate. As I have said, NEC America is happy to be here. We decided to invest in Oregon for a number of reasons. First, the state offers an agreeable climate, natural beauty, excellent recreational and cultural facilities, and a relatively low cost of living. All these add up to a quality of life that, while intangible, is an important part of an investment decision. Second, the people of Oregon are industrious, well-educated, highly motivated, and have the skills and training needed for today's high-technology industries. As our own experience has shown, they are also warm, friendly, and gracious hosts. Third, as Governor Attia has pointed out, Oregon's proximity to Japan is an important factor. Transportation by sea and air is both direct and convenient. Also, the time difference between Oregon and Japan provides an overlap of 2 hours during the normal business day. This makes communication much easier and more direct than they are in other parts of the United States. Oregon is also, of course, close to other centers of high technology industry and to important suppliers and customers of NEC America. Finally, a most important factor in our decision to invest here is the cooperation, support, and encouragement we have received from state and local officials and from the business community. The governor and his staff have worked very closely with us since we began discussion 8 or 9 months ago. Also, Mr. Anderson and others at the Economic Development Department have been most helpful in explaining the economic environment and the advantages of doing business in Oregon. As the governor has stated, NEC is firmly opposed to the concept of worldwide unitary tax. While this issue will not directly affect our operation here, we believe that any system that taxes corporations on worldwide income is a strong disincentive to the expansion and growth of business and industry. We heartily endorse the efforts of those individuals and groups who favor repeal of the worldwide unitary tax in Oregon. We are confident that these efforts will convince the people of Oregon that the worldwide unitary tax structure is not in the state's best interest. And we are quite confident that this tax will be repealed in 1985. As stated, the facility we intend to build here will manufacture and assemble equipment for fiber optic communications, radio communications, and other telecommunications systems. As you know, fiber optics has a much greater capacity and is a much more advanced method of transmitting data than other systems employing electrical impulses. We currently produce equipment for fiber optic transmission systems in our Fairfax, Virginia plant, but the demand for this new technology is growing rapidly throughout the United States. The new facility here will use latest technology and state-of-the-art production technique to meet that demand. I'd like to take a minute or two to clarify some points that have appeared in the press and that may be misleading. First, I'd like to point out that our parent company officially changed its name in April of last year from Nippon Electric Company Limited to NEC Corporation. NEC Corporation had worldwide sales revenue of $7 billion in the fiscal year ended March 1984. The second point I'd like to clarify is that NEC America is just one of the subsidiaries of NEC Corporation in the United States. NEC America, the oldest and largest of the subsidiaries, deals in telecommunications equipment and systems. Other subsidiaries include NEC Information Systems, Inc., which handles computer and data processing equipment, NEC Electronics, Inc., which produces electronic devices such as LSI, semiconductor area, and NEC Home Electronics USA, Inc., which deals with consumer electronics products. While our plans for Oregon at this time are somewhat modest, we expect it is only a beginning. The United States is the largest and fastest growing market in the world for telecommunications and electronic equipment. NEC America is committed to keeping pace with this market and to providing our customers with telecommunications products of advanced design, unmatched performance, and outstanding reliability. As our business grows, we are confident that our investment in Oregon will grow as well. We look forward to a rewarding and enjoyable future as an important partner in Oregon's economy and as an active member of the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Now, if you have some questions, we are prepared to answer those questions along with John Anderson and the chairman of our commission. We're prepared to answer any questions.
Governor, would it be a correct assumption to assume that since the unitary tax is a corporate tax, if in fact it is repealed, it will be replaced by another corporate tax, or will it be a different one that replaces?
It's safe to assume that the repeal of the unitary tax is a system of auditing. That's what it is. And that we would repeal that system of auditing, which is on a worldwide basis. And I'll be making my recommendation on that shortly, I hope. We are testing the theory that I think the way we ought to approach it. So yes, there would still be a corporate tax. It would not be on a worldwide unitary basis.
So it will stay within the same financial source, I guess.
Reasonably close to it, yes.
Governor, pending any legislative action on the unitary tax reporting system, what is the understanding of the state? What is the state's understanding with NEC as to how, for the time being, its subsidiary will be made to report its accounting
methods? Not sure the technical term. I can tell you it will not be on a worldwide unitary basis. That's in regard to the way the NEC America Corporation operation in Oregon is established. And they would be taxed, I guess the word is combined basis, rather than the worldwide unitary basis, as other corporations would report.
Does that mean that this is an administrative precedent? In other words, that you can apply the same administrative application to any other foreign subsidiary of a company?
It's not administrative because the statutes are quite clear and rather narrowly defined. And so let me say to you, it isn't an administrative decision. It's a decision that comes about with any corporation according to our own statutes.
Is it the same system that's employed with Walker Siltronic? I understand that they do not report on a unitary basis.
I'm looking for help out there because I can't answer that question. Jerry, do you know?
There's no way of knowing because the taxing statutes hold that all confidential.
Provoked your company's interest in Oregon?
Well, it is ourselves. We were looking for the second major, well, we have a major manufacturing site in Dallas, Texas, and NEC America was looking for the second major manufacturing site. And we started looking around many places, and Oregon is one of the important candidates.
How many sites in Oregon did you look at besides the ones in Hillsborough?
Well, we look around this Portland, Oregon area.
All around the Portland area?
Yes.
How many sites were there?
Well, I don't remember very precisely, but about 10 areas, 10 sites or something.
Did Mayor Frank Ivancy play any significant role in...
Yes, I have to say we got a great cooperation from everybody, many people.
300 to 500 employees, 300 now, 500 later. How many do you expect to come from the Portland area itself, and how many will you be importing from other areas?
Well, most of them, 95% of them should come from Portland. We will bring some from Japan, because you might expect some Japanese staff for engineering or management are necessary. But out of that, other than that, everybody should be employed here in Portland area.
Dr. Marado, could you tell us what your contacts have been with the City of Portland officials
And in what way did they participate in your decision?
Well, City of Portland also was very helpful for giving us information. I just cannot distinguish which one was which and so forth, but I can say.
Your initial contact, however, was with
the state or with the city?
I cannot memorize very well, but maybe both.
Would you have come to Oregon if your company had had to pay a unitary tax here?
Well, if that was the case, it would have been very difficult to make this decision. So, in other words, let me say this way. When we wanted to decide this location, of course, we talked with Governor Attia. I talked personally with Governor Attia, and disclosing our concern about unitary tax. And Governor Attia personally and publicly also announced clearly that his intention to abolish this system. And at the same time, we also have some written assurance that we will not be applied if we have, in the framework of today's state legislature, that we can apply separate return. So that was an important factor that we could make this decision.
Are most other Japanese electronics firms set up the same way that you are, with wholly owned subsidiaries in the United States, or are you unique in that respect?
Well, many other Japanese electronics companies have their subsidiaries in the United States. So NEC is not very unique, but I can say NEC has the largest operation in this kind of, subsidiary company.
If NEC is not subject to the unitary tax by virtue of having an American subsidiary, and other Japanese firms are set up the same way, then, what's the problem with the unitary tax?
Well, please.
Excuse me. The unitary tax is perceived to be outside the United States and inside as well as an unfair system of taxation. I'll give you my perceptions, however, and it relates to the concept that, in fact, it is a deterrent for anyone coming into the state of Oregon. And I was asked just the other day, with NEC America making this decision, has the heat gone off? And I say no, because we had to face the issue. We had long discussions with the doctor and other members of his company. We spent hours of time in trying to deal with the question to their satisfaction. And my contention is, if we can get rid of that question, we can go on to other questions of productivity, Air Force, transportation, available land, and all the other things we need in trying to sell the state of Oregon. So it's worthwhile to get rid of it. As long as Oregon can get its tax collections from corporations, I believe it's proper.
You said unitary tax is perceived outside the United States as being unfair. Is it a perception or a reality? Is it?
Obviously.
The perception.
It didn't prevent any American from coming into Oregon.
Perception is a reality. Now, it may sound a strange answer to you, but I've seen that happen time again, so I'm not going to argue whether it's real or not. I'm saying to you, if it's perceived to be, in fact it is, and that it would behoove us to get rid of the unitary tax. And I don't think there's anything sacred with the unitary tax. The whole point in Oregon and other states is that we get the tax that is due us as a result of the efforts of the company within the state of Oregon. And if we can do that and do it without a unitary tax, why not?
Governor, you were roundly criticized in the paper this morning for trying to, quote, grab all the glory for NEC's location here. Should the credit extend beyond your office and the State Department of Economic Development?
Should what?
Should the credit extend beyond your office and Department of Economic Development?
My office excuse me, my office in our department actually did the major work involved at NEC America. We received great cooperation, and as we developed this lead, and we needed the support of the city officials, the mayor, Portland Development Commission, the broker that was involved in the land transaction. And I would say to you, yes, when I answer your question, in this case, the state was the lead, the state did work the long hours, the state did develop and bring the company closer, but at each step, they needed something. They needed where's land. They needed the support of the Portland Development Commission and the mayor's office, and he and they gave support. Now there'll be times, and I'm sure there'll be prospects that the city will have, the city of Portland, or the city of Eugene, or Medford, or anywhere else in the state, and we then will be cooperating with them in trying to develop that lead.
So it's incorrect that Frank Ivinson made the initial contact?
You heard Dr. Moroga, and he told you in answer to a question that it was they that came here. I have to rely on that because I obviously am not where he is all the time and in what order and times. I'm not going to dispute the mayor. I'm listening to Dr. Moroga, and I'm going to tell you this. I've said what I believe to be the case because I know it to be the case. And I would say to you as well that when the time comes and it's someone else has developed and we are the ones assisting in their efforts, then I think it would be very appropriate that the same thing in reverse would take place, whether, again, as I say, it's Portland, Medford, Eugene, or anywhere else in the state. I believe that this is, in this case, exactly the way it took place. It is interesting, however, and I would point out, and it does highlight the significance of this announcement, that there is the discussion going on as to who gets credit for it. I'm delighted that NEC America has chosen Oregon. I'm very pleased that they're here. I know that the state had a major part in making sure that took place. And I think that's all I really need to say on that subject.
Governor, I know you've expressed your opinion on the question of a special session. Certainly the unitary tax has been raised as a topic for a special session. We now have, I believe, four other topics on an agenda for a Fathom special session. Do you foresee any possibility of such a special session taking place this year to address the unitary or any of the other topics that have been raised?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know what the other two are. I know of the border tax and, of course, the unitary tax. What were the...
Senator Gardner's proposals to change the juvenile corrections law,
yeah.
The major phone service.
Okay. No, I wouldn't say that by themselves that, that those other subjects would be worthy of a special session. However, again, I've said never say never. We never know what's going to happen. We will, and we are working on the unitary tax, and we'll see what kind of reception it gets. That is first in the business community, and then once we make an announcement to see what kind of reaction we get from the legislature, and we'll just play it one step at a time and see what needs to be done.
I wonder if Dr. Moraga could tell us whether the...
Did you meet with another prospect this morning, a prospective company? We were told that...
No, that was planned, and that didn't take place. I can't tell you why. I think the times were convenient or something. That's about all. But I'm sure we'll be meeting with another prospect.
Who was it?
Floyd, you had a...
whether NEC pays or reports on a unitary basis in California and Texas?
Well, we are asked in California, but we made a very thorough test, and we are not paying, actually.
In California?
In California,
Texas,
sir? No.
So you would not pay on a unitary, file on a unitary basis in either of those states?
Well, we have to file, but whether you pay or not is depending upon that. Well, I cannot make very detail because I don't know, but that I know.
I don't believe Texas has unitary tax.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're one that doesn't.
Governor, I had a question in regards to this arrangement with NEC. I was wondering, this raises the possibility of the other arrangements like this being made, and I was wondering if anything like that is in the offing.
I'm a little disturbed by the words you use, arrangement, as if it has something really unique and special. Nothing was done that is not legal, and nothing was done that other corporations have not been able to do. And so there's nothing really unique in what we did, nor is it special. Now, it's important to me to say that. I think both in NEC's case, who are and do want to be good corporate citizens, and they don't want to think they skipped under some wire that wasn't available to anyone else. Second, it's very important for me to state it as clearly as I can for our existing Oregon corporations, that there wasn't any special deal cut. Everything was done according to law. NEC's confident that that's the case, because I'm sure they wouldn't want it any other way, and certainly I would not either. So the way it worked out was legal under Oregon law. And Oregon law, if you look at it, is very carefully defined.
So is this legal kind of decision in the offing for any other kind of company?
I can't answer that for you, because I don't know at what stage we are with other corporations or business prospects that we have. So it isn't fair. I can't answer either way.
Is it a possibility?
Obviously, sure. If that is about it, let me again state, and with Dr. Moroga here and the principals and Mr. Nakaichi, who's been the one that's worked very hard and been here in Oregon so very much of the time, how really grateful we in Oregon are that this company has chosen our state. It is a brilliant signal, and I'm positive that beyond the prospects we have right now, we will have more prospects of people who wonder, hey, how about Oregon? We better take a look. And so this is really a breakthrough. And I would add as well, because I'm so proud of our electronic industry that now exists in our state, that this fine company joins them. And we can point with pride around the world about Oregon and its electronic industry and the quality of people that are here and the fine companies that exist in our state. It's a proud day, very proud day, and we should be very, very pleased that in this intense competition, intense and you know it is, they selected Oregon, and I think that's grand. Thank you very much.